JS4XQ, JS4ZW, JS4XQ, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey.
KB2HX has mobile listening. KB2HX has mobile listening.
This time, N4, is that okay?
It's clear. Hey, Shane.
Good one. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. Heading back to the house. Back to the QTH. The ranch. Whatever you want to call it. Just got done with a service call up in Inman, and I'm heading home.
Ponderosa. I heard you call earlier, but I was getting ready to make several turns and cross some railroad tracks, and it would have been a little difficult.
No worries. I understand these things. Well, what you need to do is look into a headset.
Radio doesn't. It's just a 2-meter radio. A Kenwood, it's a nice one, but that's all it does.
They make headsets to plug into them. Which Kenwood is it? Is it an older one or newer one?
TM281, I think. It's fairly new. I mean, a couple years old. But are they wireless, or would there be a wire hanging down to my head?
No, what they do, I had one years ago in my truck. It's got a little push button along the way, strap it on your leg or Velcro it on your leg or something, or put it on your shifter, and you just, key it that way.
Wire, how long is the wire coming out of the microphone jack?
Oh, I don't know, I think they're curled up, I'm not really sure. I haven't had a headset in a while. It's been a little bit.
It's just when I go to, make a big turn, or I'm in the low range in traffic or something, it makes it a little harder.
Yeah, you worked the heck out of that left leg, right?
That's moving. That's just for starting and stopping. At least that's what I do.
Okay, good man. Yeah, I did the same thing. I floated my gears all the time. The clutch was start and stop only.
What I do is time the traffic light. When I come up where I'm already down, I've actually can hit a stop sign. If everything's clear, I can actually bring it to a stop and drop right into low gear without even using the clutch and then start moving again.
Ooh, wow. I'm impressed.
You should be.
Well, I tell you what happened to me one time in Florida. I had an old 79 cab over, and the clutch cable went up through the firewall and down the front of the cab and then down under the truck. And there's a connection with a universal ball joint, and the thing pulled through. So I had to start the truck in gear and shift it all the way to Kenworth to get it fixed.
It happened, or the clutch go out in one of these yet, but in our smaller package cars, back when we used to have stick shifts, I had the clutch go out a couple different times. I'd have to drive it back in from across town, doing the same thing, starting it up in gear at the red light.
Yeah, that's embarrassing, especially the truck don't start.
I was able to charge a battery between lights. It wasn't a lot of traffic lights, but enough to where it was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. And what are you guys running now? What are you running, 6 speeds, 10 speeds, what?
New. N4ZLK. Well, it depends on how old style. It's the only one I know. I started in this about 8 years ago doing with the tractor trailer. Actually, any new truck they buy now are automatics, so we don't have many left.
Found it.
KB2HX says, I think that was Chandler, but yeah, I drove a 10-speed. The old 10 where you shift the low end and you pull the plunger up and you shift the top end.
Switch, an air switch there on the handle. It's an Eaton transmission.
Okay, so it's like the old style. Okay. All right, go ahead, Chandler.
Okay, W4WWZ. Hey, where you going? Cliff. I need to ask a question. We ran across a very sweet dog, and it doesn't have a hole. She just...
Oh, it's terrible. I couldn't even understand you.
Chandler, but I'm pulling up at my next pickup. I'm really sorry. I need to swap this trailer out. N4ZLK.
Yeah, and I'm pulling up in the driveway, too. Just pulled down my street. Chandler, it's up to you, my friend. It's all yours. Shane, take it easy. We'll see you another day. KB2HXS. See ya.
Station copy, KO4WWZ.
Stop, Chandler. Have a good evening, my friend.
KA3GACA. What he was trying to get across is... he's on a job site and he came across a small dog that's, I guess, malnourished or whatever, and animal control won't come out and pick it up, but he doesn't want to see it get in the road and get hurt, so he's looking to find out if anybody wants to take care of a dog that's, like, malnourished and so forth.
Oh, I couldn't even hear him. I couldn't even make him out. No, I'm sorry. I have enough animals at my house. Anyway, I'm in the driveway. Have a good afternoon. I'm out of here. KB2HXS is clear.
KB2HXS, how is it now? It looks like I got a full signal.
Hey, Chandler, I just filled him in on it and told him, but he's got all the animals he can handle right now. KA3JCA.
Oh, boy, that sucks. That really sucks. Okay, Richard...
Couldn't get off 85.
There must be some kind of accident right there at Pelham Road, because it's already backed up to Highway 14, so it's definitely going to be a long trip for people that have to go even further than I do.
They're going north on 85. They got that construction going, and they've blocked all the exits. You can't get off for like 6 miles.
Yeah, that's definitely messed up. Yeah, because last weekend I took a trip and went through that area, and they said there was an accident in those barrier zones, like I said, but I didn't see anything. But we were definitely doing 10 to 15 miles an hour through there. There's some online training to do, and that's what I'll be doing for this weekend. And so it's only Saturday, so that way at least I get to enjoy it, but they are still paying me, so. I would have liked to gone, and I heard about it. What's the, where's the fest going to be held at?
Shelby, North Carolina.
Going to be that Saturday, or is it going to be a 2-day event?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Of course, Friday's over 5.
To make it up there, then. Early on the Sunday, because it'll probably wind down pretty quick on the Sunday.
Well, it was interesting for me. I'm rather new with the ham. I've only been a ham for probably 4 or 5 months. Even though I got my extra class, I had 30 years of electronics technician, so it was easy, but there's a lot of old equipment to look at.
That is probably the interesting part, to see how far the radio communications have come.
Vendors up there, I bought a bunch of antennas, and I bought a ground mount for an antenna.
Yeah, the biggest thing at some point in time I want to do is get a better antenna for what that I'm using in the house, because KO4NUE made me a cable, just cable antenna that's hanging off the blinds in the den, and it gets out well. I should just would definitely at some point in time want to definitely get something a little bit better than that, and I just got to be hide it very well from the HOA.
And I'm new at this. I'm going to get a sailboat pretty soon. That's what I'm going to put my antenna on.
It'll definitely be pretty neat. Like I said, having a ham radio is definitely nice. I've been probably doing it, probably coming up on 2 years now.
The boat I'm looking at's already got single sideband, so it'll be real easy to put a ham radio on.
Yep, that is definitely true. What made you get into the ham radio?
I wanted to do it, and I retired, and when I retired, man, I really had the time to do it. It's like when you get off work, it didn't feel like doing it. So when I retired, I knocked it out real quick.
Yeah, it's definitely good. What'd you retire from?
I retired from the government. I used to work for the Department of Defense Electronics. I used to work for the Federal Aviation on the mainframe computers, and then I worked on the, later on, I worked on the software for Miami Air Route Traffic Control Center.
Yeah, there's no doubt that all that was interesting to do.
It was real interesting to do. Traffic up there is horrible, too, though.
It's KO4PXB. That's definitely one profession I would not want to do, is be an air traffic controller.
It's KO4WTQ. I was an air traffic controller, though. I was I worked on hardware and software display the data on the screen for the controllers.
It's a very critical thing to do also, and if anything ever happened, they probably looked at every person that had a finger in those or even touched those devices to make sure everything, you know, was running kosher as it's supposed to be.
A job for me. This is it's nice talking to you. This is Greg from Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. Clear.
KO4 PXB still mobile.